hospital rate per person. These indices include the terms of hospitalization days per person in a per year. So let's take a sample size. The total hospitalization days in a year divided by the mean population. So let's assume based on the census or probably based on the demographic pattern, there is a population calculation for an entire region or an entire district or an entire region which has been calculated. Based on that population, there is a mean which is calculated. That mean is taken into consideration and divided by the total number of hospital days in a year. Thus, we attain a hospitalization rate per person in that demographic region. This has nothing to do with the hospital, but this rate helps us to understand how many people might require a hospitalization in a particular year. Based on that, we could be able to know our targeted audience or targeted population which would require a healthcare facility at that particular region. Reflection of intensity of the healthcare utilization within the policy. This is the importance of what exactly insights we might get from the hospital rate. Provides insight into overall burden of healthcare resource in terms of hospitalization. So we would be able to capitalize what is the burden coming on that particular demographic region for healthcare. It may also include in influencing the resource or probably providing the resource and adding an additional service into the healthcare for that particular segment or demographic region. Policy consideration. This is basically into understanding or evaluating healthcare structure of that particular demography with knowing what is the infrastructure dependency based on the population, based on the service, based on the utility of available disease conditions or disease outputs, can guide decision related bed capacity planning and also on the resource distribution. This helps the administrator to understand where exactly or which department, which subject would be admitted under in the hospital under which category. And it would help a hospital to generate income or generate a department altogether for a better understanding or better healthcare outcome. Bed occupancy rate. Bed occupancy ratio expresses the average daily number of person hospitalized per unit of population. As we talked about, 1000 as a basic sample size which we are taking. Average daily number of beds occupied divided by the mean population. So population of a demographic, we are taking the mean of it and having a average daily number of beds occupied and then multiplied by 1000, we get a calculation of bed occupancy ratio. This indicates the bed utilization within the healthcare facility. So this is utilization factor for a hospital to know how much utilization of bed would happen for a within the hospital, and this would give an insight whether the hospital functioning would be useful or not useful, or would be profitable or not profitable. This also offers an insight how well hospital beds are in meeting the demands of the population. So to underline the statement, basically it would be whether we are sufficing to the needs of the people in that particular demographic area and whether we are able to cater the beds if at all a mass casualty or a mass epidemic arises. Higher the bed occupancy rate or bed occupancy ratio is there, suggests more effectiveness, use of available beds and maximizing the facility capacity. What happens is, if we have a maximum occupancy rate, bed occupancy rate, then we could be able to maximize the facility, we would be able to upgrade the facility, we'll be able to have a technology development into the facility. This helps us as an administrator to assess and optimize the bed allocation strategies, also have a proactive adjustment to make any changing in the population of the health needs. Bed and population index. So this, when we say about bed index and population index, let's understand what exactly these terms of beds per 1000 population would mean. Bed complement, or basically how operational beds inside the hospital divided by the mean population of a demographic area determines what is the number of beds available in that demographic region. This helps in understanding the density of beds and relative to the population size. So when we say about in urban region or probably in the metro region, the bed capacity for per individual, if we ask, is there are only 400 beds available for every 1,000 individuals. So if there is a mass casualty or the epidemic which resulted into global emergency, COVID, the major talk point during the COVID was there are no beds available inside Mumbai for any COVID patients if at all there is widespread of COVID. So people were striving or having a potential threat that there won't be a bed available inside Mumbai for taking a healthcare needs. This actually gives a classic example of calculation of beds during that time, and people understood the need of beds inside the healthcare divisions of Mumbai. The higher IB may suggest higher levels of healthcare accessibility. This offers a broad view of healthcare's infrastructure capacity to serve the community. As I gave the example of COVID and bed inside the city, this actually gave an insight or a warning statement to the government or as well as the community, as the healthcare facilities or infrastructure inside the city are not capable to handle any of such mass casualty or mass epidemic inside the city. And this resulted in bringing up more hospitals and more infrastructures for healthcare inside the city. Thus, this keeping this aspect in mind, this helps in guiding the long-term healthcare infrastructure planning, useful in evaluating disparities in healthcare access across different regions, supports informed decision on resource allocation and facility expansions. Factors influencing hospital utilization. Hospital utilization is influenced by social, economic, education and culture factor. Availability of the hospital beds, methods of payment of hospital service, age of population, service coverage and bed distribution, availability of extramural medical services. Holistic views. This recognizes the interconnection of various factors shaping healthcare utilization. It also acknowledges the role of socio-economic condition in determining healthcare-seeking behavior. It also sets a stage for comprehensive analysis of healthcare delivery systems. There are some policies implications. Guidelines which makes addressing multi-dimensional challenges in healthcare planning highlights that needs to be tailored intervention considered for diversifying the influencing factor. Promotes a patient-centric approach by understanding the socio-economic contents. NPS, the gauge of loyalty, basically, which we called as Net Promoter Score, is assessed to the patient loyalty and their willingness to recommend a hospital to others. This acts as a factor where patients, the hospital's marketing strategy come into play, where how what exactly patients are been looking into, are patient recommending this hospital. So the calculation of it is based on a simple question: how likely it is that you would recommend a hospital to your friends or colleague? And there is a score which is given from 0 to 10. Based on the score, it is calculated and gauged as a loyalty program for the hospital. So any person coming to the same hospital over and over again is calculated as a loyalty program. The significance of it is basically patient has a satisfaction in the hospital and as well as the loyalty to the hospital. Most likely, it is having a positive word of mouth in referrals. It also offers as a benchmark for the hospital in saying that it is the best institution for healthcare. It also gives a hospital a boosting factor, as well as it helps guiding the improvementing formulating some implementing policies. It also identifies some patient feedbacks and helps in reducing some designing strategies or overall patient experience facilities or patient-centric approach or prioritizing the patient approach. This approach, this basically gives an indices of how the patient approach would be determined or how they could improve or enhance the quality services into the hospital. Patient reported outcomes, the patient as a partner basically. So these are captured basically on the perspective of the health status or quality of life. It involves collecting data directly from the patients on their symptoms, functions, functional status and well-being. So how exactly it is done, what exactly the relevance of this data would be? The places where patients are center of care by valuing their unique experience. So understanding where exactly patient is been coming on, which department, which services patients have been repeatedly coming on. It also offers the crucial or loyalty factor of the patient is been taken care in which department or which section of the hospital. It is crucial to know whether the chronic disease management of the hospital is been under a loyalty program or probably into critical aspect. So this knows the holistic approach of the hospital, whether it has been doing it in a proper way or it is not doing it in a proper way. Whether hospital is known as an acute care or a chronic disease management hospital. This helps to understand how exactly the patient-centric approach of the hospital is. Also, it facilitates the decision-making authorities to know how and what kind of patients would be incorporated inside the hospital. And it would also enhance the subjective behavior or experiences of the patient inside the hospital. Mortality rates. Mortality rates is nothing but reflecting the deaths occur inside the healthcare facility or inside the hospital. These are calculated as the number of deaths divided by the total number of patients inside the hospital. Usually it is calculated for a monthly basis as well as yearly basis. So the quality quotient or the care perspective is being calculated inside the hospital on basis of number of deaths occurred inside the hospital. But even though it is calculated on number of deaths occurring inside the hospital internationally, but in India, since the capacity of the hospital or the burden of hospital is such that number of deaths occurring inside the hospital is calculated, mortality rate is actually on the higher side compared to international standards. So it is not considered as an ideal, but whatever is the standard across India, it is considered as a potential threat in international community. Let's go ahead and understand what exactly it focuses. The criticality of evaluating patients' outcome and safety within the healthcare facility, risk adjusted to the mortality rate. So most of the people or layman actually speaks about wo hospital mein jaane ke baad death hoti hai. So this exactly explains that the concept of death rate of the hospital. So this actually gives a inputs of how exactly the hospital has been promoting and how exactly the culture of the hospital has been guided among the people. Enabling the benchmark as well as the national and international standard. So basically India is trying to achieve the international benchmarking standards, but due to the infrastructure lackness or probably infrastructure not sustainable for that particular demographic areas, we are not able to achieve that international standards. Readmission rates. It's a window to care, or probably I would say the same quotient of loyalty comes into play. Readmission rates goes to the percentage of patients who return to the hospital within specific time period after the discharge. Now this readmission can be a term as resulting into hospital acquired infection or some non-clinical matter getting into play, or probably care not taking into optimal level. There were different factors involved into it. There were different extramural activities involved into it, but it is calculated as readmission rates. It is calculated based on number of readmissions divided by total number of discharges done in a particular month or a year, depending on the calculations. So if we need for month, it is divided by 30. If we need for year, it is divided by 365 days. This offers an insight of effectiveness of care transitions or post discharge support which is given to the patient. So basically, post discharge, the follow-up period which we calculate as 15 days. If the patient gets admitted before 15 days of discharge, it is readmission and it is a failure of the hospital or a healthcare institution for per se in providing the healthcare. Readmission rate may signal issues requiring targeted interventions. An essential metric for optimizing patient care and resource utilization. If the readmission rates are significantly high in a particular month, the medical fraternity inside the hospitals gets an alarming sign, and the promotion of the effective care or probably effective care are being addressed in a for the hospital by the management as well as the senior medical coordinates. The care coordination promote effective communications and coordination between care teams. This guides improvement in post-discharge care and planning and patient follow-up. Critical aspects of the healthcare planning to enhance the care continuity. This may result into negative feedbacks, negativeness of the patient care approach of the hospital. So these are the critical aspects which are to be looked after in a hospital administration if the readmission rates are on the higher side. Infection rate. Infection rate, including healthcare associations. So there are healthcare association infections, which are the key indicators of the patient's safety. The measure of the prevalence of the infection acquired within the healthcare setting, such as hospitals, are measured in a particular way. This particular ways are how many needle prick injuries have happened, how many cross medications have happened, wrong medications have happened, wrong discharges of wrong practices have happened, wrong redo surgeries have happened. So all these factors happen to take care into consideration, and there is a matrix which has been followed or a series of events which are been followed or recorded inside the hospitals, and based on that events there is a formulation done which ensures that how many infection cases have been conducted inside the hospital, and based on that rates there is a strategy which is enforced. Why exactly this infection rate is important is for essential safeguarding patients from avoidable healthcare associated risk, monitoring effectiveness of infection prevention, critical aspect of healthcare planning to minimize the adverse effect and enhance safety. There are some preventive strategies which are being implemented. There are evidence-based studies for infection prevention, facilitation of the continuous improvement infection protocols, ensure safe healthcare practice, education, training which have been provided. So all these factors come into play while taking care of infection care. Adherence to clinical guidelines and evidence-based care. Adherence to evidence-based clinical guidelines is cornerstone of healthcare quality. The KPIs track compliance with recommended practice for self-specific conditions and procedures. All healthcare procedures or all healthcare conditions have specific protocols or predetermined guidelines set for the treatment or cure purpose. If these treatments or protocols are being followed in a particular way, then a cure or a care is being taken care in a proper guided manner. If these practices are not being followed or are having some gaps in it, which results into adherence to the clinical guidelines. So what exactly we need to do is basically patient receives a standardization or high quality care with aligned best practice. Monitoring of this care deliveries has to be there by the healthcare providers. vital aspects of the healthcare planning is to uphold the clinical excellence. So how would we do the quality aspects or quality training part of it? There are to be certain guidelines which are to be followed professionally by the healthcare providers. It has to be having latest evidence of how the clinical decision making has been taking place and how the integration of this latest clinical decision making has been implemented inside the hospital. What are the supports of the establishments for this clinical evidence-based care which has been given out there to the patient, and how, what exactly is the outcome of it? So there has to be noting, there has to be clinical evidence, clinical trials which has to be taken place, not manual, but on a clinical guided clinical practices. Telehealth services. Telehealth services is basically the upcoming service utilization which is bridging the distance in the healthcare. It is utilization of the matrix measure to the extent at which telehealth services are being adopted and used. Measurements of these basically into volume and frequency of the telehealth and interactions are different. The transformative force basically reflecting the dynamics of healthcare delivery and emphasizing the virtual care. This came into light basically during COVID, where telehealth services were the prompt and impromptu decisions to provide healthcare service to the loops and corners of the country. The measures of the acceptance of the integration of telehealth service into healthcare service with evolving as a KPI that aligns with the growing role of technology in the healthcare. Why exactly this telehealth service was the integrated part? Basically because healthcare supports into planning and indicating the accessibility of the health service to all the broader aspects of the community. This enhances the patient engagement activity and provides a convenience or a remote healthcare options for a hospital or a healthcare institution to go and reach out to its further boundaries. The guidelines and expansion of this basically telehealth services based on demand, basically during COVID it proved as an essential factor. Also post COVID, the hospitals or the institutions are being going ahead and revolutionizing this telehealth service to the extent of going globally. Thank you.